Welcome, everyone. We are happy and excited to meet you with the second episode of the SNI Tech Stack Pod series. I'm Senior Account Manager Tuğçe Özgün. And in this podcast series, we aim to inform you about the current regulations and implementations in the world of tax technology. And in this episode, we will talk about second phase of the e-invoice implementation for Kingdom of Saudi Arabia with our account specialist and product owner, Emre. And we will discuss all the critical details to know about the Saudi Arabian e-invoicing implementation. Thanks for joining us, Emre.
Hello, everyone. Thank you, Tuğçe.
Some listeners may know the KSA's e-invoicing system, which is named FUTRA, was introduced by the tax authority ZATKA in 2021 and divided into two phases, which are generation and integration. And integration of the new Saudi Arabia invoice system covers two types of invoices, standard and simplified. Standard tax invoices are mandatory for business-to-business transactions, whereas simplified tax invoices are mandatory for business-to-customers. The generation phase has been effective since December 2021, and now the integration phase will start in January 2023. Today we actually aim to learn the answers to the key questions of this new regulation. So let's quickly start with our first question. Emre, what are the differences between the generation and integration phases?
Well, firstly, I can start the dates. The generation phase has become mandatory on the December 4th, 2021. And the integration phase will become mandatory on the January 1st, 2023. And in the generation phase, the taxpayers should generate their invoices in an electronic format and store them. On the other hand, in the integration phase, the taxpayers' ERP system should be integrated with the ZATKA portal. And also there's a revenue of 3 billion. So ZATKA first will start to have the invoices with those companies who is in the revenue.
Thank you, Emre. And now we know that there is a requirement regarding the QR code. Can you explain a little bit, is this obligation valid for both B2B and B2C invoices?
To make it clear, firstly, I can say that in the generation phase, QR code is mandatory only for the B2C invoices with the five TLV files. They are seller's name, VAT registration number of the seller, the timestamp of the invoice, and the invoice total with VAT, and the total VAT. In the integration phase, the QR code is one of the required details for both invoices. 8 TLV files for standard and 9 TLV files for simplified invoices. And those additional mandatory files are hash of the XML invoice, a signature of the XML hash, public key extracted from the signing private key.
Then are both standard tax invoices, which is B2B invoices, and simplified tax invoices, which is B2C, signed by the ZATKA?
No, there are different signing processes for B2B and B2C invoices. The standard tax invoices is an example of the clearance model because it's going to be signed by ZATKA before being sent to the buyer. But B2C invoices are signed by the taxpayers and sent to the ZATKA portal within 24 hours. So it is an example of a reporting model.
Thank you, Emre. And I would like to ask also a purchase invoice process. Is there any obligation to receive inbound invoices?
The e-invoicing regulations are obligatory for the supplies of taxable goods and services, export of goods and services from the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia. So ZATKA has not announced anything for the inbound electronic invoices in the time being.
Let's talk a little technical details. First of all, what is the format and technical requirements of the electronic invoices going to be?
Well, the format is XML for the both simplified and standard invoices. And for the technical details, I can say that there should be an UUID, QRN electronic signature, IRN, and integration with the ZATKA portal.
Another question is an electronic signature requested before the transmission of the invoices? And what are the main controls performed by the KSA tax authorities upon receipt of the invoices?
Well, there is an electronic signature for the both invoices, but before the transmission is only required for the simplified invoices. Standard invoices signing process is going to be performed by ZATKA. And for the controls, ZATKA is checking its schema and the format of the invoices.
We are more on the technical side of the business and generally don't give the legal advice. But according to the legislation, what are the legal penalties for not complying with the regulation of this electronic invoicing?
Firstly, I can say issuing and storing invoices in the required format. Companies should pay 5,000 SAR. But also same penalties are applied for those invoices which do not include the QR code or include the functionless QR code. Even if the taxpayers issue, stores, and submit the invoices, to the Zatka portal. And additionally, I can say that Zatka is strict for modifying or deleting e-invoices after generation. If a company makes this kind of changes, then the company should pay 10,000 SAR.
The last question, actually, is it mandatory to archive these electronic invoices?
Yes, it is mandatory. Electronic invoices issued and received by public sector entities should store in the invoices in local or cloud server within 6 years.
Thank you, Emre, for your answers.
You're welcome.
We have come to end of our podcast. And again, thank you, Emre, for being with us today and for your answers. And thank you to all our listeners. And we will continue to keep you informed with current points about tech technologies and regulations. And if you enjoyed this episode and you would like to help support the podcast, please subscribe and share it with others or post about it on social media. In addition to SNI blog, you can listen to our podcast on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. To catch all the latest from us, you can follow SNI on LinkedIn, Instagram, and Twitter. Thanks again, and I will see you next episode.